This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
I'm a lot of little despicable. Robert Seager, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. You can check us out at therealside.com. You can send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Look, you got to get involved. You got to get look at what happened today. You got to get involved. You got to get engaged. You got to be part of the solution. That's really what it boils down to. I am furious. I'm furious for a few reasons. All right, stop blaming Trump's people for what took place today. So let's get a group of people to put on, you know, baseball caps and say Biden 2020. Let's go commit some violent acts. We'll blame it on the violent or Biden people. That's exactly what they're doing today on the left. And we let them get away with it. We need to stop letting them get away with it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate your time with me. Xander Gibbs is going to join us after the break. He let me know today he was fuming. He was boiling over. You know, not a word from the Democrats on the violence with Antifa or any of those people, all year long. The only time they speak up about violence is when they think they can tag MAGA people over it. The actions that those people took today, what they were ready to do, that is an Antifa setup. It's not MAGA people. Where was the outrage all year long? This is why I don't accept anything the Democrats are saying today about the violence. They don't really give a crud. Remember Nancy Pelosi? She didn't give a crud about the statues. Mitch McConnell at one point said he didn't care much about the buildings. Right? Where were their outrage with Seattle and Portland and San Francisco and Los Angeles? Where they were smashing windows and setting things on fire. They forget all of this. Well, they don't forget about it. They really don't. Because if you listen to them, and I'm talking about Kamala Harris and people on that side of the aisle, right? These kind of protests, you know, is what made this kind. Cuomo said it. Little Cuomo. He said it was okay to protest with violence, right? Remember? Violent people made this country. These kind of protests is what put this country together. So he shouldn't have any problem what took place today, right? No matter who did it. Yeah, they were burning down police stations. They were taking over city blocks. People were getting raped. Right? They were stealing stuff from people. They were looting. They were taking people's personal property. Not a word from the left. They are disingenuous liars. Sorry. And rank and file? Stop telling me everybody. Because of rank and file is not okay with this. They should speak up big time. Just like the people on the walk away movement. They're speaking up against. There are people switching parties right. I'm not telling you to go to the Republican Party. Because in certain areas, I'm not sure they're any better. Where is the fight? You know, We had Republican senators, Republican Congress people today said they may back away or they are backing away from questioning the election. And this has nothing to do with Trump anymore. This exactly has to do with, are we going to allow elections to be stolen or not? Is my vote going to count or not? Governor Cuomo come out and said, this protesting, this is sedition. This is not protesting. This is a coup. Isn't it interesting how no matter how violent the protests on the left are, they're exercising their rights. They were freaked out by the amount of people that showed up to support Trump today. Freaked out. And this is, people, I've been telling you this is a fight for years. I was taking it from the Christian point of view, but now it's all over. Marcus of Queensbury rules, rip them up and burn them. This is guerrilla warfare. I'm not talking about violence, and you know it. This is guerrilla warfare. You don't back down. You get louder. And you let them know why you're pushing back, and you get louder. Do you understand when Governor Cuomo says these kind of protests, and only when he believes he can tag it on the right, that these kind of protests are a sedition, a coup? They're trying to stop your freedom of speech. Because up until the time that the left, Antifa, raided the Capitol, it was a peaceful. And it was really powerful. Freaking them out. If you look at the videos today, line it up and show me videos in the past. I don't even care if it's from a week ago. Show me videos in the past where Trump supporters laid out this kind of violence in any way, shape, manner, or form. And you know, frankly, as long as nobody got hurt, but the violence from the right would be warranted at this point. 4 years of oppression. And when I say that, I don't mean from Trump. I mean from the left. I mean from the deep state. I mean from those that Trump took money out of their pockets. Fake impeachment. The dossier. They were always on him. Right? Wouldn't cover. Even CNN and other mainstream said they wouldn't cover Joe Biden the way they did Donald Trump. And not because he would be doing as much wrong. Because they want to make sure they cover for him. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. He joins me after the break. You better be here. We'll be back in a few minutes.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
We are back. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, part of the solution. I am so excited, so happy to have back on the show. Xander Gibb joins me as he does from time to time from across the pond. We beat them in the first revolution. We could beat us in the second, I guess. Xander, don't say anything. Be quiet for a second. I love when I can do that to people. All right, everybody. You know what today is? Best vocal voice. By the way, I picked this version because it's Sir Paul McCartney. He's from here in England. I think you might enjoy this, right? Remember him. You are old enough.
Yeah.
All right, listen. Nice try. All right? I'm not saying anything about your looks or hair color or anything. I'm just saying, I know you've been 35 now for what? The 6 years I've known you? Seven, 8 years?
Yeah, and I will be next year too, because I think it's just a number. So it's my birthday. Be nice to me. Stop questioning my
Well, it's good. You don't have to light any candles. You don't have to. You know, there's a lot of stuff you don't have
exactly.
to do as long as you leave it there, right?
I got caught out last year because I was saying on social media last year, and people were saying, oh, how old are you, Xander? I'm like, oh, I'm 35. And they're like, wait, didn't we celebrate your 35th birthday 10 years ago in Manhattan? I was like, yeah, we did. And we'll be doing the same this year, just not in Manhattan.
Well, don't they know that when you move to another country, you know, it actually goes backwards? You know, I guess they don't understand that. You know?
Well, it's metric here, isn't it?
So, yeah, there you go.
Oh, no, it's
perfect.
Imperial. Like so my age
right?
is imperial. Yeah. No, it's not doggy ears. It's doggy-eared right now.
Well, doggy
everywhere.
Ears are reverse. Okay. Every year you
exactly.
move now.
Exactly.
All right. So listen, your beloved New York City.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard me earlier. And I know you want to vent on something, but something just went up my spine when I heard him say it, which was, you know, with all the violence that's been going on in these cities where the Antifa people have taken over sections of the city, they shot, raped, killed, stolen, and nothing from the Dems, nothing of consequence for any of the Dems. Cuomo came out, DGov, came out today and said, this is not protesting, this is sedition. This is a problem, this is traitorous. All right? You know what that means? That means that these people, should that be brought up as a charge for them, they could be thrown in jail. There could be so many things done to them. Talk about one of Cuellar's free speech, right?
Yeah, and it's such a double standard. You know, I was talking to some friends tonight in the UK who are liberals, and they have a show, and they were saying about, you know, how bad it was, you know, that the Trump supporters, you know, in parentheses, had done this. And as we'll get on to how it wasn't the Trump supporters later on, but my point was that how different was this to Antifa and BLM and what they've done in America, but liberals cannot see that. There is such a double standard yep. in operation. Now, if this was the other way around, and it had been our people, I know it wouldn't be, that had been wrecking America for the last, you know, couple of years, we would be the first to say absolutely is just the same. As that, but they have no balance.
Nope.
They have no way of actually seeing through anything other than that which they are told. And there's no transparency with it. You know, they don't even want to try to explain it anymore. They just disagree.
Just shut up, take the shot, shut up, be quiet, do what we tell you to do, stay home. Doesn't matter what you think, what evidence you have, what science you have. It doesn't matter. Do what you're told.
Yeah. No impartiality.
Yeah.
No impartiality at all. You know, you and I consider ourselves to be Republicans, conservatives, but we still question the establishment when we disagree. But the left have never been able to do that. I mean, you knew me when I was a Democrat. Was I like that? I mean, I think I was questioning everything still when I was a Democrat.
That's
I know people were shocked out there.
That's why
you
weren't accepted
to
the party. They didn't like
yeah, exactly. Yeah, if you're not a liberal zombie, they kind of want you gone. But you know, I just thought they would have loved me, you know, with being gay. But it turns out they only love the liberal gays. If you're a conservative gay, then you know you wouldn't die on the street for as much as they care.
No, you know again, I'm like you. You and I were kind of talking offline about how enraged you were today, and it's. You look at what's going down out there. You look at the fake outrage, and it is. It's fake outrage from the left. There's no one on that side of the aisle now that's going to call me and say, you know, hey, this is terrible. I can't believe it. Even my a family member might say who texted me. And I said, really? So today you're going to tell me the president can stop this violence. All he has to do is step down, which is just hilarious. He's got 2 weeks left. You want him to step down. He's not called for this violence.
No.
He's condemned this violence on a regular basis. And I said, where were your people in the last year where young ladies were being raped in Portland, raped in Seattle, where they were taken over a block? Where was all the noise?
Sergio, I think you're being unfair. You're forgetting these are liberals and they have the right to do that because they're angry. So weren't this mob angry today? Didn't they have the right to do this and respond this way? Because, you know, it kind of just struck me tonight. You know, Joe Biden said Antifa was an idea and an ideology. Well, I'm sorry, this that happened to Capitol Hill today, that was just an idea, you know.
Well, wait a minute. Was it ISIS JV team?
Yeah. Oh, of course. Of course. Well, let's call Barack Obama because, you know, he was the one that funded them for their whole existence. So, you know, he's a kind of leading authority. But do you know, the biggest disappointment to me today has to be Mike Pence. You know, for 4 years I've respected that guy, and today he didn't have the cojones to actually stand up and say, you know, I have to challenge this. And I think he's hedging his bets. He's more interested in his reputation after the election than anything else, and that worries me. We've supported him for 4 years. His Twitter following is kind of nearly halved after his revelations today. This is not about Donald Trump. No. This is not about even about you or I. This is about democracy, and I feel that democracy died today in the United States. And for people to be able to say, "Oh, well, some cheating happened, but you know, there's nothing we can do about it," that's not what Lady Liberty says. That's not what the Constitution says. That's not what America has said for the 200 plus years that it's been in existence. And if we let this slide now, and as an addendum, how do we know that this has not happened before? If we let this slide now, they'll never be another fair or honest election in the United States.
I agree. Hey, got to go for a quick break. We come back more on the violence today, what you see ahead, because it doesn't look good. We got a lot more fighting to do. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side. Be back more with Zinder Gibb after the break.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Washington, D.C. remains under a curfew as Capitol Police and National Guard troops have surrounded the Capitol building following crowds of protesters storming the building on Wednesday and putting a halt to the counting of the Electoral College vote. The U.S. Senate has reconvened to continue the Electoral College vote, with Vice President Mike Pence addressing the day's violence.
Today was a dark day in the history of the United States Capitol. But thanks to the swift efforts of U.S. Capitol Police, federal, state, and local law enforcement, the violence was quelled. The Capitol is secured, and the people's work continues. We condemn the violence that took place here in the strongest possible terms. We grieve the loss of life in these hallowed halls, as well as the injuries suffered by those who defended our capital today.
This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me. Okay?
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
This is the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. A pleasure. I mean that. A pleasure to have you with me. We are venting and talking about the Democrat. This is just hate. Hate for conservatives, hate for Trump lovers, hate for... And remember something. It's not... And Xander will agree with me when I bring him on in a second, but it's not that we, quote-unquote, love Trump, okay? We love this country. We love what this country stood for. Okay, we loved the opportunities of this country. And when Trump came into office, whether his name was Trump, Frank, Smith, John, whatever, when he came into office, after years of an oppressive regime, if you would, where you were afraid to speak out about your religious beliefs or your political beliefs, he came back and said, no, you shouldn't have to be afraid of those things. You shouldn't have to be afraid of certain conversations on college campuses and such. That's why we fell in love with the man, because he was willing to fight for us. Sandra Gibb joins me, as he does from time to time. Always appreciate his time with me from across the pond, where I wouldn't say it's safe there either, because I hear that Boris is not helping you guys out any.
He's only helping himself out with his cut from the vaccine, by all accounts. But, I'm here plotting on life from the nation's capital. But I don't know. It seems to be going on everywhere. But the fear is, for me, that what we lose from this is more of our rights. You know, I just kind of laughed in my mind when I just thought about the fact when they said, amen, or a woman. You know, I mean, how ridiculous is that? You know, the word amen means we agree. It's nothing to do with sex or gender. It means we agree. And so they're even bastardizing the Bible. You know, I went to a church in Manhattan once, and they rewrote the Lord's Prayer, taking out all of the gender inclinations. So it was something like, our Creator, who art in the heavenlies. And after the second line, I had to go, because you cannot alter the word of God, because that makes you a blasphemer. You know, yeah. And then you've got Nancy Pelosi saying, I pray for the president every day. Yeah, you pray for him to fall into a pit, probably.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but she can't pray for those babies that she's killing. That's okay.
No.
Not a problem. No, it's hypocritical. You know, the hate you can see just spewing out of them. And I'm just amazed by it. I shouldn't say that. You know, we both believe that there's an adversary, and, you know, the devil works against us. He hates God.
Yeah.
He hates us.
Oh, for sure.
Believers. You know, and I always love when Nancy says, you know, we're doing the Lord's work or we're doing God's work. I'm thinking, yeah, but not the God I serve.
Which God? Which God? I mean, you know, I remember people saying, you know, back in the day during the 2016 election, you know, that Hillary worships the devil. That ain't true. He worships her.
That was good. I like that one.
Serious.
I feel that one.
I'm absolutely serious. But the seriousness of this, Joe, is that, you know, the next few days actually determine the future of the United States. And what always happens is that what happens across the pond kind of mirrors here. And I fear that similar things are going to happen here in London again very soon. All for different reasons, you know, to do with the COVID lockdowns. You know, you can't even be outside. They're arresting 90-year-old seniors for being on the street. They're knocking on people's doors to make sure they're complying. I mean, does this not smack of the Nazis of you know, Hitler's regime?
Oh, yeah. No question about it. You know, if people would just stop, pay attention, really look at what's going on around them, and you think about it, they're keeping you from getting together with people that you love and you're on the same page with, whether it be at work or at church or at synagogue, wherever you go. All right, it is a place where we strengthen each other. So if I can keep you away from family, if I can keep you away from church, right, away from God, so to speak, godly people, people who may be going through the same things you are, I can build you up and help make you strong. If I can get you to wear that mask, which now makes you what? Just a set of eyes. It's impersonal. Where's the smile? Right? You and I have talked about it in the past. I'm not a squishy person, but I know that you could tell when somebody's got some pain on their face, a simple smile from a stranger may pick them up a little bit. That's all gone.
No, and we didn't get Christmas, which is our time to come together and, you know, to celebrate with family. You still can't go to church. I tell a lie, you can go to church, but I couldn't even go to midnight mass because you have to book. And there were only three disabled places at the church. And then, do you know what it's like? It's like, you know, when you wake up at 2 a.m. in the morning and you go downstairs because you can't sleep and you, you know, eat something bad out of the refrigerator and you put on one of these bad sci-fi movies. It's that. That's what it is, you know.
Well, you do the movie. I just keep eating the donuts until I just know I've, you know.
Well, I don't have the donuts anymore. I don't buy them, so I can't eat them. I did over Christmas, of course, but... Yeah, we are in a bad movie right now, and I don't know what it would be called, Clash of the Bidens, maybe, or something like that. But I do despair, Joe, and I just worry what the next few days is going to bring. Because isn't it ridiculous that they want to try and how can you impeach someone with 20 days left? I mean, what has he done that's impeachable? They said he incited violence today. When he knew what was going on, He got on video and said, go home, stop this. You're good people, stop this. What more was he supposed to do? Employ a skywriter?
Took him 3 years to come up with an impeachment. What are they going to do in 2 weeks? Right? I mean, seriously. They won't the ink won't even be dry in 2 weeks for these people.
When they think of Nancy Trump hiding under her desk with a bottle of vodka. Please don't let them get me.
God bless. You know, Xander, oppression comes in many ways.
It does.
And I was saying to people on another show that I did today, I was saying to people that we were laid back for so long. 4 years we kind of said, okay, they're idiots. They're doing what they're doing. You know, I won't say we ignored them, but we figured they would never win. Okay, but something I've been screaming on the show about for years, and you know it, is we have screwed up our young people tremendously. There's
for
no
sure.
male, there's no female, right? You know, you and I have had these conversations. We just went, and now there was a study that showed 88% of straight, quote-unquote straight men wouldn't even think about dating a transgender, which made them hateful people.
Yeah.
We're going, wow. We have not laid any foundation for our young people. The majority of 18 to 29-year-olds, the majority of the votes came in double digits for socialism when it comes to voting for these you know, elected officials. It's scary.
Oh, I hate to say it, but it feels like they're winning right now. I, as an openly gay man, if I refuse to have relations with a trans man, that's a woman that was born a man that was born a woman. I am homophobic. So go figure. The world has gone mad.
I can't get any of this straight. You and I have joked about this for years.
Straight? What does that mean?
I can't get any of these terminologies.
No.
You know?
And you don't know what you're allowed to call people or refer to people as, or, you know, because, like with kids, I go, oh, you're a good boy or you're a good girl. You're not allowed to say that either now because you're gendering them. Well, that's their gender, you know? Why can't I say you're a good boy or you're a good girl? Or, hey, man, or, you know. Well, I call everybody guys. Can't say that anymore either.
No. I had to change Monday night's segment from, what would I call it, Mental Health Monday. And now we're calling it Personal Health Monday because I don't want to go to jail. You know?
So. What was that in New York City last year that that Bill de Blasio wanted to, if he said he wanted to fine you if you used the word words illegal immigrant? Yeah. I mean, how ridiculous is that? What are they if they're not, oh wait, they're undocumented Americans. You're not an undocumented American, you're a criminal.
So with everything that's going on in this country that we need help with, I mean COVID and what have you. The things that the Congress is dealing with when they spread, the thing top on their priority list is to degenderize all the communication, right? No mom, no dad, no grandpa, no grandma. They're looking at lists like, you can't use the word brown bag anymore. You have to call it a lunch and learn. So, you know, so my grandson goes to school with a brown bag lunch. That's not a lunch and learn. I can guarantee you he's learning nothing at lunch, you know.
But bags don't get offensive about their color, do they? It's a brown bag or a blue bag, you know, with food in it. No.
Handicapped?
Oh, heaven forbid.
Restricted? I mean, because that makes you feel better, don't it?
Well, I'm disabled. You know, I'm... Go ahead. Sorry.
Your host. Got to go for a break. We'll be back in a minute. don't go far.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RADIO. 855-732-5563. Thank you. I mean that sincerely. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. You know, on the air and in the chat room, and texting and tweeting and getting informed, getting engaged. I always say, you know, thank you for listening, because I would hope that you're listening because you feel like you get some real information and not some of this garbage that's being sold to you by almost every mainstream outlet. Now, I mean, the only way we can kind of sort of, because we don't know for sure yet. I mean, they seem like they're doing really good work, is Newsmax, OAN, and a few others, right? But we were bit by Fox. I'm not telling you to turn away from Newsmax by any stretch, but just be cautious as to who the commentator is and what they're saying. Xander Gibb joins me as he does from time to time. Always appreciate his time with me. Xander, thanks for being with me. Thanks for spending your time with me. And
thanks for having me.
I, you know, you're calm, you're cool, collected, I can tell.
Still pretty angry. To be honest, of what they're doing to my country, and you know, I'm seeing this from afar. But you know, the good and interesting thing for me, because my sister said today, my sister was in the USA. She said, "How are they responding to this in the UK?" And interestingly enough, more people are actually coming down on the side of Trump than ever before, wow. which is a good thing. Really, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, there'll still be your average liberal who'll say, oh, well, you know, he got what he deserved. But the trouble is, I think people have got so afraid to speak out. You know, another guy said to me the other day, he said he was a secret Trump supporter. I said, why is it secret? And he said, oh, well, he said, I get attacked when I say that I support Trump. I was like, welcome to the club. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? Can you imagine our founding fathers walking around, whispering in the ear of other people around them, going, "Yeah, I want. We want to break away from the king." I mean, we'd still be bowing to the queen today, wouldn't we?
Yeah, for sure. And I think the thing is that nobody ever said that this was going to be simple. You know,
no, never.
And let's face it, frankly, it hasn't been. I mean, when I think even about my own journey, my own experience, my own political awakening, and my own kind of like, you know, exodus from the left to the right, and how even people on the right treated me and doubted me, and I fought for my conservatism, and I fought to be a Republican. I'm not sure I want it anymore. I'm still a conservative before anybody writes in, but I'm not sure I want to be a Republican anymore, because I think the Republican Party has stabbed President Trump in the back one too many times. And like you said earlier, it's not about worshiping Trump. You know, Donald Trump is the first person that's come along in a long time that genuinely cares about America and Americans, and this is how they treat him. And I'm disgusted by it. You know, I'm canceling my subs to the Republican Party. They're not getting another nickel out of me. And I think that they deserve what they're going to get, because no one's going to vote for Pence in 2024.
No, and I think you're going to see guys like Mitch McConnell. You know, I've been saying it for years, and you can see it happening more and more and more. The comment or the mantra from the Republicans that so what are you going to do, vote for a Democrat? Oh, well, why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
If you're
going to act the same way, if you're going to do the same thing, you're going to make the same moves, why not?
Yeah. Well, if it's Trump or if it's Pence or the Democrats, then that's kind of the way it's going to go. But I'm not so sure. I always worry. I always think, oh my gosh, you know, what is the Donald going to do? I can call him that because we're good buddies. But he always pulls this ace card out of his sleeve. And I think tomorrow is a new day. And I would not be surprised if one of the two things that I have suggested happens, either a temporary insurrection act or a temporary stay of martial law. But, you know, my dream is for him to do martial law for 2 weeks, get all of the senior Democrats that have committed treason into Gitmo, and then let's do our own little American reset and start again. Because treason, you know, they used to be able to put you to death for treason in the UK. I mean, they don't anymore. Well, I think it's still on the statutes, actually, in the UK. I think you can still be lose your life for treason. So they'll be lucky to be in Gitmo rather than, you know, the death penalty.
But listen, Xander, back to a couple of things here. You know, again, we can scream and yell all we want to the left. I think the biggest part of the problem that we have here is education. We have a bunch of people that are ignorant about government, ignorant about the electorate, ignorant about what we can do.
Yeah.
I love these people saying, well, we're going to turn D.C. into a state. We're going to turn Puerto Rico into a state. We're going to pass a law. Well, it doesn't happen with a law. There's a lot more to it than that. Why is D.C. not a state? Our founding fathers had a reason for it. It makes all the sense in the world. So they're not, well, supposedly, they weren't supposed to be controlled by any party, Democrat, Republican. Our founding fathers, for the most part, you know, the bigger ones in Washington, didn't like parties. Thought they were a pox,
right?
Because you would eventually do what the party wanted you to do before you did, you know, what was good for America.
Well, I think it's all been twisted, because, you know, the foundation for it all should be the Constitution, and it's like they've picked and chosen what they want from it and ignored the rest, because we would not be in this situation now if they based all of this election stuff, solely on the Constitution, because this has been a wholly constitutional, unconstitutional election. And the thing is that, you know, God forbid, the worst thing about all of this is if on the 20th of January that Joe Biden is elected prime minister, president of the United States, then America is done. It's going to be called China, too, because they've already bought him and paid for him.
China West.
But I it's hard to be sympathetic when these idiots have actually voted for him.
Well, again, ignorant. It's total ignorance. We've dumbed down our education systems. Our kids really don't know what this stuff stands for, or doesn't stand for that matter. Listeners, I'm getting emails from the listeners and other things. They don't trust the process anymore. Why vote? It doesn't change anything. There was a low voter turnout in the areas that were strongholds for Trump. And again, that's ignorance. I mean, I love my Trump listeners. Don't get me wrong here, people. But if the only reason you come out is to vote for Donald Trump and then you just pick up the down ticket, well, we deserve what we got. It is a full picture, right?
Absolutely. I get really angry at these people saying, oh, well, we'll just have to try again in 2024. So what happens to America for this 4 years? Because, I care more, respectfully, I care about Donald Trump, but I care about America and its process more than I do Donald Trump. And that's not a diss to him. But what will happen in the next 4 years if Donald Trump is not elected on January 20th? It's only downhill from here. And I worry that we will never get back from that.
I'm on the same page as you. If people are going, oh, come on, you guys are making a big deal. I say, no, actually, I'm not. Listen to what they said before they were in the general election. Listen to what they were telling their base they would do if they get into office. Look at Kamala Harris's record as to how she handled as AG in California, how she handled crime. Portland and Seattle will look like vacation spots compared to L.A. is starting to look like Portland and Seattle right now.
Well, you know what, Joe?
Go ahead.
Let's hope we both get to be in the same re-education camp. That's all I can say, so we can swap notes.
Oh, God. I love it. I think this is exactly what people need to understand has taken place. And you guys keep saying it would never happen in this country. I've been hearing for 30 years that socialism could never happen in this country. I'm sorry. What is happening?
Yeah, it's totally happening. And you know why? Because we've let it. Because we've allowed the political correctness to take over. And frankly, I think that some of us, not you and I, not the faithful few, but we'll all reap the benefits or the non-benefits of that. Because it's their deal. Because even now, we joked about that, a man or a woman, if that's the start of things to come, forget it. Like I said to you the other day, Joe, there's a spare room here.
It's getting there. Wouldn't I have to, quarantine for, 3 months or something?
No, just 10 days.
From county to county out here now.
I'm aghast at the idiocy. I really am. See, I think President Trump should have made a kind of national decision about this and not left it to the states, because look what a mess they've made of it.
Yep. And it's just going to get worse. All right, listen, we're coming up and running out of time. Tell people how they can catch your show, catch your writings, and learn. And I know what you're going to say, but I'll let you say it. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Everything's at dandergibb.com. You can find me there. The show will be back at the end of the month. And you can find me in any pizza shop in London.
But I thought you said
pizza's England, not good.
Good pizza.
Well, they still got it.
To Italy?
Too far.
Oh, come on. Hey, listen, you're from New York. It's never too far to go for good pizza. Is it really?
Yeah. Wouldn't go that far.
I thought we were buds. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host, just in real silent, GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Xander, stay safe. Don't do anything stupid. I know you don't, but don't do anything stupid. We know those Brits are pretty crazy people. Be back in a little bit, people. Got a lot more I want to say. You stuck with me for 2 more hours, and I am on a rampage. We'll be back in just a little bit.